Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network with your host and TV journalist, Victoria Gaither, and entertainment co-host, Michael Kay. Now, here's Victoria.
And a very, very good evening, everybody. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to join Michael Kay and myself tonight on At Home with Victoria. Michael, we've got a really interesting guest tonight, and at the least, I think if you listen to her story, then you will leave tonight's show, I think, feeling a little inspired. Wouldn't you say so?
Well, you'd have no reason to complain about anything after hearing Ebony Canyon's story. Her book is called Left for Dead. You can find it on Amazon.com. The link is up in chat. But, yes, this lady is a true testament to overcoming a huge I don't want to even say accident. It's just basically what happens sometimes, and her story is pretty fantastic. So joining us right now is Ebony Canyon. Ebony, welcome to At Home with Victoria.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Vic, I'll let you take the first round of questions here because I know you're the one who found Ebony.
Yeah, I did. In fact, Ebony, again, thank you so much for being with us tonight. It was Ebony's publicist through, actually, Michael, you know Tam Hush of Hush Boutique.
Oh, yeah.
So that was how we were able to make the connection for tonight's show. So I want to thank Tam and also your publicist for allowing you to be on the show tonight to talk about your book. But Ebony, first of all, we're just so happy that you're actually here because considering what happened to you, I mean, you really did beat the odds, and also it is a miracle. So sort of give us just a real quick 411 on the accident just to kind of bring us up to date to where you are currently.
Well, what actually happened, going on 2 years, it actually be 2 years in June, 2 years ago, there was actually a situation. It was my birthday weekend, and I was out with a couple family members, and it was maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we returned to my sister's house, you know, getting ready to go head home. And when we got to my sister's house, there was actually a car in the driveway, and we weren't expecting anybody, so, you know, it was out of the ordinary. So we blew the horn, you know, asked the car to get out of the driveway, and the car refused to leave out of the driveway. So my grandmother just so happens to stay a couple houses down, so we went and we parked down to my grandmother's house, and we ended up actually happened to walk down the street to the house that we were trying to get in the driveway, which is my sister's house. And once we got to the driveway, we saw that there were 5 females in the car, and we asked the females to leave out of the driveway, and they refused to, you know, for a minute. And they finally decided to get out of the driveway after a couple words were exchanged, and they actually, instead of leaving, they backed across the street into the driveway across the street. And they got out of the car, and words were exchanged, and I'm in the middle of it. I'm just trying to keep the peace, you know, telling everybody, you know, it's just not worth it. And in the middle of that, I was actually hit by one of the females. And, of course, you know, I defended myself, and a fight broke out, and the fight was broken up, and the females got in their car, and we actually thought they were leaving. But instead of them leaving, I was standing across the street. They got in their car, and we heard the car start up, saw the headlights come on, and the car came directly towards me and ended up hitting me and dragging me for almost 200 feet with my body up under the car, folded up under the car. The car could barely go, and my family was chasing the car. And once the females turned the corner, my body was actually released from up under the car, and they continued to drive on. I was in the hospital for 4 months, and I was in a coma for a month and a half. I suffered several injuries. I had a broken leg, broken pelvis, a dislocated spine, collapsed lung, 7 broken ribs. The left side of my face was actually ripped up, and that needed to be sewn back on. My tongue was nearly severed. I had a small amount of blood on my brain. My jaw was fractured. My shoulder was fractured. Just several injuries, and I wasn't expected to live, but by the grace of God, I'm here, and I'm able to tell my story and hope to inspire others and give them a reason to never give up.
Ebony, let me before we continue, we're actually having a little difficult time hearing you. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or if you have your volume or your phone up too loud, so see if you could maybe try to fix that because you're actually cutting in and out, but I think people are getting the gist of the story. But for those of you that are for those of you that are joining us right now in the chat room, I want to thank you so much. We've got a couple of guests that are here with us tonight to listen to Ebony's story. Michael, did you want to ask a question before I continue to take it there?
Yeah, because number one, let me just say, you know, thank God you're here, Ebony, because that is certainly quite a story. Where exactly are you located in the world? Like, where did this take place?
I'm actually in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah, wow. That's amazing. And you had no idea who was parked in the driveway at all.
Right. Once the females got out of the car, my sister actually realized that one of the females was an enemy of hers, someone who she had gotten into with previously. So she immediately recognized them once they got out of the car, and then that's when the argument started.
Oh, so it was just total fluke that you were there and everything, because you didn't know these women at all.
I had never met them a day in my life.
Good
wow.
Lord.
Wow. Yeah. So getting back to your book, Left for Dead, I'm assuming it was these events that inspired you to write it, but talk a little bit about the book, and was that process therapeutic for you when you wrote the book?
It actually was very therapeutic for me, because I've been through multiple situations in my life where I felt as if I've been left for dead, such as molestation, rape, domestic violence, and even the death of my husband, who was actually killed by a car himself, you know. So I decided to go ahead and write the book and put my whole story in there and just let everybody know that, you know, you can get past pain, you can get through things, and you can turn your pain into purpose.
Absolutely.
So how long did it take you to write the book from the time that you started until it was completed?
I'd say maybe about a year, almost a year it took to write it.
Wow. How is it talking about the accident now? I mean, of course, the past with the molestation and everything like that. I mean, I can certainly see how a book would become therapeutic, and I'm sure very, very trying at times to have to relive some of these memories. But I see that you've been on a number of shows lately. And what's it like having to rehash the accident over and over? Because I would just assume, I don't know this for sure, but I would assume that when you're crumpled up under the car, your memory kind of goes blank. So all this information would have to be told to you. Is that correct?
Well, actually, up under the car, yes, I didn't have any memory. As far as after I was hit, I don't remember anything. All the details of that was actually told from my family members who were there. So,
right.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have any memory about that.
But
go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, does it bother you having to rehash the accident over and over on all these talk shows? Because I know the book just came out actually in February of 2014. Mm-hmm. So now you're just on your media trail and stuff like that. Is it hard to have to go ahead and talk about it over and over and over again?
You know what? It actually isn't, because I'm victorious over the situation. You know, I'm not a victim. I'm a survivor. So
yeah.
To be able to tell it, I know that I'm actually helping somebody else who may be going through some type of situation similar, or maybe not even similar to that. You know, I know that me speaking on it can help somebody. So that right there, it gives me the push to continue to talk about it over and over and over.
Yeah, that's true.
And I wanted to ask you about your family, because I imagine, and I've covered stories like this, when people go through something like this, I mean, your family has got to be very important, and they've got to be crucial in your recovery. So talk a little bit about your family and just the support that you got from family and friends surrounding you as you were going through this recovery process.
My family, they have been absolutely amazing, starting with the prayers over me when I was in a coma. You know, that did so much for my recovery process, of course. And then after, I've had major support. My children have been my therapists. They've doctored my wounds. They've been my cooks, my cleaners. You know, they've done everything. So it's a team effort, but my family is pitching in, and I love them for it, and I'm thankful for them. I'm truly blessed to have them.
Let me ask you quickly, Ebony. Did they end up catching the person that did this to you?
Yes, they sure did, and I don't want to say the crazy thing, but I guess I can actually say the crazy thing about that is that they actually only ended up charging one of the females, and they actually only gave this female 5 years probation. They charged her with aggravated vehicular assault and ended up giving her 5 years probation.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
amazing.
Wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah.
Were you there in court for all of this as it was taking place?
Yes, I was. And when I heard the sentence, of course, you know, your initial reaction, because at this time I was still in the wheelchair and everything, you know, was still fresh. But my initial reaction was anger. You know, I was totally upset about it, and I didn't understand it. But as I left the courtroom, my son actually stopped me when I was crying, and he said, "Mom, what are you crying for? Don't we know God?" And I looked up at him, and I haven't cried about it since. I've taken those words, and I ran with it, and I've taken that the sentence that she got, and it strengthened me and made my recovery process move along. So I'm okay with it. You know, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's interesting because I was not expecting that that sentence. And it is amazing when you hear different stories. I mean, you can even just watching the regular news, you see some people that, you know, may commit a crime and they get this outrageous sentence, you know, 50 years or something crazy.
Yeah.
And you know, the crime, you know, at least in my mind, but what do I know? I'm a journalist. I'm not with the justice system. But the crime just doesn't seem like it fits the time. And then you get a situation like yours where, you know, for God's sake, they almost basically killed you and really did leave you for dead, and they only get that amount of time. Yeah, it's just something that makes you scratch your head and wonder and actually wonder about that. So, Ebony, people are able to pick your book up. I mean, let us know where we can find the book.
You can actually download my book, Left 4 Dead, on Kindle. It's available on Nook also, and it's also available on iTunes, or you can purchase it on Amazon.com.
Great.
Absolutely. Now, you're also on Twitter and Instagram as well. Give us those addresses.
On Twitter and Instagram, it's @survival_story, and Facebook, it's Survival Story.
Okay.
And I'm actually documenting my journey to recovery on there, and you can see me from being in the wheelchair to bowling in the wheelchair to me standing up, me graduating to a cane. So you can see God work through my pages. So it's an awesome experience, and everybody should definitely check it out.
Absolutely. Ebony, it's been such a delight chatting with you. Ebony Canyon, Left 4 Dead, can be picked up at Amazon.com. And once again, just huge love from At Home with Victoria to you.
Yeah.
We applaud your strength. And, you know, the good Lord does work. So you are a true testament to that, Ebony. But thank you so much for joining us tonight, buddy. God bless.
And I thank you so much. God bless you as well.
You got
thank
it.
Thank you, Ebony. Thank
you. Well.
And as always, guys, we'll continue to follow Ebony's story, because that is one thing that Michael and I like to do on the show. We like to, you know, kind of follow people that have been on the show. And if we have an update or anything that we think that you need to know, we will certainly let you know. But, Michael, switching topics right now, guess who I'm watching. I happened to, before I turned the show on, a friend of mine emailed me and said, "Hey, turn on PBS. I think you and Michael Kay are going to want to know who's on there." And I turned on. I said, "Wow, you have got to be kidding me. One of your favorite all-time actresses as well as singers, Barbara Streisand, happens to be on PBS right now.
Oh, you're watching. You know what? It's an amazing concert. I tell you, the woman still has the pipe she was born with. And the show is really, really good. I have to hand it to PBS for putting up together some of the best concerts on television right now. But you'll really enjoy that, too. Also, I wanted to ask you, too, Vic, did you happen to go ahead and watch any of the Oscars this year?
No, I didn't. I was not able to watch the Oscars because I happened to be out and about doing some things. But I know you watched it because you usually sort of have a few people over with cocktails and drinks and an Oscar party. So what were your thoughts? Because that's really more your department than it is mine. What did you think?
Well, I'll be honest with you. The Oscars this year were very, very respectful, very toned down. Ellen did a fantastic job. I know we mentioned, too, that Ellen actually blew up Twitter by taking a selfie with Meryl Streep and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and a swack load of other people. But they actually crashed Twitter, and it didn't come back up till the next day. So they had a very good thing. Now, Huffington Post reports that it wasn't really all spontaneous, that it was actually sort of planned. However, who the hell knows at this point of view? But, yeah, it was a great great rendition. It was a lot of people on my Facebook page, of course, were calling it the gayest Oscars ever because they Bette Midler was there and they did a tribute to Over the Rainbow, Judy Garland, and Liza Minnelli was there. Lorna Luft was there, and some of the films, I didn't even get to see most of the films and stuff, but 12 Years a Slave took home for Best Picture, and I have to say that the clips that I've seen from that are pretty fantastic. So, yeah, it was a good Oscar. It just went on so long. It didn't finish till midnight. And, you know, once I've had my jiggle juice at 8 o'clock, midnight comes a long time. You know, I'm usually in bed at least 3 hours by then, but it was a good show.
And listen, speaking of what do you call it, jiggle or giggle juice? I can never remember. What do you call it?
Jiggle juice, yes.
Jiggle juice. I to me, it would be more like giggle juice because you drink.
Well, for you, it is giggle juice because that's all you do when you drink.
I know. I start giggling, and then I immediately pass out and I fall asleep. But our in-house bartender or mixologist, Mika Watkins, is actually inside the chat room. Mika, we've been waiting for you. We need to know what our drink is tonight. Mika generally joins us on At Home in Victoria. She's a nursing student from D.C., but lives in South Carolina, and got just such the most handsome, hunky husband that any girl could ever want that you would see. But Mika basically sort of gives us what her drink is for our show tonight. So Mika is in the process of putting together the drink. And then when she's done, Michael, she posts the link on my wall, your wall, and then At Home with Victoria. So we just want to say hi to Mika. And also Catherine Taddy is with us, one of our regulars and our guests. So it's always cool when we have people inside the chat room because we feel like we're one big happy family.
Absolutely. And thank you, Catherine, for keep trying. Catherine has such a huge problem logging into the show, her sound and is cutting out and stuff like that. So I have to give Catherine props for trying over and over and over again. And, yes, Mika Watkins, I tried that last drink we put up on the show. And it was very, very delicious. But Catherine
is having
a flash of Shiraz,
awesome.
Yeah. Sorry?
You see it? She just put the new cocktail up. It's called the Chocolate Thin Cocktail. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'll try that one. I'm sure she'll put those proportions in the it's probably just chocolate liqueur, you know what I mean, over ice. I mean, quite frankly, everything is good with a little bit of ice. But, yeah, I want to go ahead and make mention, too, congratulations again on International Connection with Stu Firth coming out of Seabreeze FM in New Zealand and stuff. How's that going for you?
It is going very, very well, keeping me very, very busy. In fact, it's amazing just the amount of material that we're able to do that you can actually do a show every single day. But we're only doing a show twice a week now. So, Americans, you guys can catch us Tuesday at 3 o'clock Kiwi time. That's Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Thursday at 3 o'clock and Friday at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we're back on the air tomorrow. But, yeah, it's going very, very well. Lots of support. In fact, I mentioned a story that you gave me on the air yesterday, and that was Bruce Springsteen was in New Zealand in Auckland, with his concert. So we always try to do a story that sort of has a tie between the U.S. and New Zealand. So Michael gave me that story that you got from Rolling Stone, I think. So we talked about that and actually played one of Bruce Springsteen's songs. But what's interesting is that he's not being well-received over there. So apparently his concert hasn't been doing that great. People haven't been happy.
That's what I'm reading, too. Even Huffington Post reported, too, that not only are numbers down for his concerts, but the reviews of it are not favorable. Of course, you get your diehard Bruce fans that no one really gives, but he destroyed it by doing that cover of Lords. And, when I try and think of his voice versus her, you know, Golden Pipes, I think, oh, Bruce, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But see, he needs good friends. Someone should have said, Bruce, no, stop it. You make a fool of yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, no. Yeah, I totally agree. I think you hit it right there on the nail when you said he messed everything up when he tried to do her song. And, of course, she's from New Zealand, and she just won. Was it the Grammy? I get the Grammy and the other one confused. Mm-hmm. But, anyway, she won the Big Music Award this year. But speaking of awards and TV, talk about the show tomorrow, because I'm really super interested in our show tomorrow night, you know, because this kind of show is my kind of thing.
Yeah. Ronnie Kroll will be joining us tomorrow. For those who remember him, too, there was a series called Making of a Supermodel, and Ronnie came in as runner-up, placed second and everything. He was a very, very good-looking fella. And since then, has gone on to play in a few movies and everything, Marley and Me and Eating Out, the Drama Club, and yada, yada, yada. But he's now founded an organization with someone else whose name is, you know, missing my brain right now, but they founded the Friend Movement. And what the Friend Movement is basically is an organization that goes around counseling to schools and colleges to tell you how to help you become a better friend, basically to try and remove the bullying stigma. It's a very, very fascinating photo essay or photo promotion, actually, featuring the likes of like Adam Lampert and Mike Ruiz and Cloris Leachman, Bruce Valanche, Lance Bass, and Carson Kressley, and a whole slew of other ones. But he'll be on tomorrow telling us exactly what it is to be a good friend. And after, it was really funny, going back to the Oscars on Facebook during the Oscars, boy, oh boy, people were cutting into people so harsh and everything like that. And yes, some of the comments were funny only because they weren't written about me. So it really made me take a better look when I was doing the research for the show tomorrow. Just how many random rude comments, say, on Facebook that are just poking fun at a celebrity or a someone else and stuff like that. But, boy, add all those up, and it can be a pretty, pretty hateful world. So Ronnie's going to be joining us tomorrow for the entire half hour, and I'm thrilled to have him on. He's a great guy, and he was great-looking on Make Me a Supermodel, but he's now since put on a couple pounds, and he's all lumpty-bumpty and looking pretty good. So thrilled to have him on the show tomorrow. It's going to be a good one. And I see right now, too, there's a little bit of a recipe in here for Mika Watkins' chocolate thing. I'm very, very thrilled to see it. Let's see if I can scroll up here. There we go.
Yeah,
half an ounce of vanilla vodka.
Yeah,
half an ounce of vanilla vodka, half an ounce chocolate vodka, half an ounce Bailey's Irish Cream, half an ounce Godiva chocolate white liqueur. And who's she kidding with a half an ounce? You know, what the hell is that? You're going to have it for two anyway, so you might as well glug, glug, glug away. But, it's going to be a good show tomorrow, Vic. So, and you're you're on. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and you're going to be, you're doing two shows tomorrow, so you'll be exhausted by the time we're done.
Oh, I will live. I will live. I was actually, since we had a couple of seconds, I wanted Mika to actually call into the show so that we can discuss this, the drink with her and ask her about the amount of liqueur that she is giving us. So, Mika, if you're out there, call in. The telephone number is 718-664-9364. Again, 718-664-9364. And I'll go ahead and put that inside the chat. So, Mika, we've got a couple of seconds there. Hurry up and call in. Plus, it'll be nice to talk to her about her blog and what she's got coming up.
Absolutely.
Because she is, in fact, going to be coming on our show to kind of promote her blog and all of that good stuff. So
I want to go quickly to the chat room, too. Yeah, just Catherine Taddy wants to know, what did I think of Ellen's comment about Liza? During the show, Ellen was talking to people, and during the Oscars, Ellen was talking to people in the audience, and they panned on to Liza Minnelli, and Ellen made a reference to Ellen or to Liza being, you know, one of the best impersonators, that she was actually a drag queen. She was a man sitting in the thing. Liza got the joke and kind of giggled at it. You can see it was kind of took her by a little bit of by surprise. But the joke fell flat, and Ellen has been panned over international press for coming out derogatorily on transgendered and drag queens and stuff like that. So to your question, Catherine, I think people are just taking it too far. I think it was a funny joke. I think Liza got it, and Liza knows that she's the most impersonated dame of the world. So I think Liza's fine with it. So that's my two bits on that. Going to the 803, let's see if this is Mika. Hey, Mika, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Mika, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Taking a break from studying.
Hey, Michael, you know what? This lady here is the hardest working person in school, nursing school, that I have ever met. Every single thing, guys, on Mika's wall, if you don't follow her, is always inspirational quotes about nurses and how she's studying. And, in fact, Mika, thank you, because you were the first person, you and some of your fellow nursing students, that did the picture I mean, that wrote on the chalkboard for Stu Friss in New Zealand to wish him luck on the show. So thank you, because you were the first to do that.
Oh, you're welcome. It was our pleasure.
So tell
yeah, no,
us
I follow Mika a lot.
Go ahead, Michael.
No, I just I follow Mika a lot, so I'm familiar with what she's doing, and I love when she goes into test season and she says basically, no one bug me for a while. I think that takes a great courage to go ahead and tell everybody to back off on Facebook. But
yeah, I have to let people know not to call me, don't text me, don't do anything, and don't take it personal, because I am ignoring you. I'm studying. I have to get an A.
Good girl.
Well, listen, talk about the whole blog thing, because it's kind of, because I noticed you were putting recipes on there from another site, and I just remember thinking one day, she should just do her own. I know she's a mixologist and a bartender. She's always talking about these great drinks. So you took my idea. So you are, you know, in between doing your thing, you're going to try to do this blog, right?
Yes. We are actually, I have three volunteers that are very happy about being in the blog with me. I'm going to prepare the drinks. They're going to taste them and, you know, have three of them so that, you know, we can have like yay, yay, nay, you know, to see if they enjoy it. That way we have, you know, an unequal number for yeses or nos. And also we're going to videotape everything and then put them up on probably YouTube, right,
mm-hmm.
you know, from the beginning, and then go from there. My cousin is a blogologist. That's what she does. So she's going to try to, you know, assist me with getting everything in there and doing it right and making it look, you know, nice and professional and everything. But, yeah, we're going to have some fun with it. We're going to actually videotape everything during our spring break in April.
Cool.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's coming up. But listen, we're actually running out of time, so I'm glad that you got a chance to call in. So that kind of gives everybody a little tease and a buzz about this happening in April. And your drink tonight mm-hmm. sounds good. I think Michael wants you to add a little bit more alcohol to it, though.
I just need a bigger glass.
And the martini glass. It's not, then you, for you, Michael, you go ahead and do a 1 whole ounce of everything and then make sure you hide your keys from yourself.
I log
make
off
sure
Facebook.
Victoria is with you, yes. And get off of Facebook.
God knows that's a deadly combination.
Exactly. Mika, darling,
Mika, always
so
a thrill talking to you,
hon.
Likewise. I will talk to you all or see you all tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much. Love her, and all of her nursing students. They just do such a great job, and we're very blessed because we have really good supporters and people that follow us and that are, you know, true to us and that, you know, believe in what we do and are, you know, dedicated. So you and I are really, really, really lucky.
Yeah, we are blessed people, and we're so blessed that we are absolutely running out of time, Vic. So we're not going to have time for music or nothing. So. Tomorrow, have a great time. Say hi to Stu tomorrow and everything, and then we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock here on Blog Talk Radio with Ronnie Kroll from the Friend Movement. So, Vic, have a great night, love.
I will. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.